So someone messaged me on Facebook about 3 days ago telling me, Father, I've been challenged to read the Bible by one of my Christian friends. So we begin to read the Bible together with our children as a family. And we're in the book of Judges right now. And there was a story in there that really scandalized me. And I asked, oh, where was it? Judges 19 to 20. I know immediately what it is. And so this person tell me, how can God or the church allow these type of stories be written in there? How can these things happen? Isn't the scripture supposed to lift our heart up and help us to do what's right? How can these stories be in there? And that person was scandalized. You know, but unlike our postmodern understanding of history, where we like to erase every type of history that do not fit our agenda or narrative, the ancient people write down not only the good things, but also the bad, so that we can learn from our mistakes. And what more important is that? To let us see and know that God can right the wrong, can right the right even in the wrong. Abraham was not a perfect man, and when we read his stories, we see the many times that he was cowardice, the many times he was weak, the many times he was very human. But God didn't choose him because he was a perfect human, that you have heard in the reading today, is because of his faith. No matter how imperfect it was, Abraham believed. Abraham tried his best to be faithful to God. So we too, we're not perfect. We're just trying to believe. We're trying to be faithful to God. And this is all that God asks of us, our faithfulness. My brothers and sisters, so many scripture scholars have said already, when God took Abraham out and showed him the sky, is what midday. It wasn't at night. So when you look up at the sky, you cannot see the stars up there. But that's what it means, that even when we cannot see, we believe and we trust. Even now, even in our small little town of Birkbeinet, we cannot see all of the stars due to light pollution that we have. So from time to time, I like to drive all the way out to Mount Carmel, right? Out in the middle of nowhere, especially at nights that are dark, you know. And then there, with less light pollution, you can see more stars in our constellation. But then sometimes we get distracted with all those blinking red light from the wind turbines, you know, so distracting us as well. So, we see, imagine that. All those stars that we see up in the sky with perfect or better view are just part of the Milky Way galaxy. And there are 33 billion galaxies that can be calculated or comprehended at this moment right now in our universe. And the universe continues to expand. We think that there are 33 billion or more. Not million, billion galaxies. And we can't even understand our own galaxy yet. And in the midst of all of that, God created us, formed us, given us love after his own image and likeness. How beautiful it is to be loved by God, not because we're perfect, but because he had created us, that he has called us. So each and every one of us are then called to be his prophet, not the one who can foretell the future or the one can tell what's going on next. That's not what a prophet is. A prophet is God's messenger. And there will be false prophets among us who preach the words of God, who sound nice, but they're using the words of God to build up a kingdom for themselves. That's why Jesus reminds us that we shall judge the tree by its fruit. Don't listen to the words being said. Look at the fruits that bear from those words. If we capitalize on the gospel, and if we only care about the money, the wealth, the power, the prestige, the influence, all the humanistic nature of what it means to be powerful or to be noticed or to be loved, then we're no longer prophets. We are the speaker. We're not the speaker. God speaks through us, and we are His mouthpiece. We are His messenger. So, as we prepare for the nativity of St. John the Baptist tomorrow, the last, the greatest, the ultimate prophet of the Old Testament, who came not to glorify Himself, but who came so that He could prepare the way of the Lord, may we ask for His intercession, that each and every one of us prepare our own heart first, so that our way is direct, true, and clear up, that the Lord take possession of our hearts.